With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. The Supreme Court ruled today that government workers can't be forced to contribute to labor unions that represent them in collective bargaining. The 5-4 ruling scraps a 41-year-old decision that had allowed states to require that public employees pay some fees to unions that represent them, even if the workers choose not to join. Eric Fever is the president of the Montana Federation of Public Employees, which represents some 18,000 public high school teachers, healthcare employees, state, county, and municipal employees, and higher education faculty. The MFPE represents some employees at MTPR.
Will this hurt us? Well, yes, but it doesn't kill us. And so I'm trying to remind people that it's not the end of days by any means.
Union leaders elsewhere in the country said they expect to suffer some loss of revenue from dues and also predicted that the same anti-union forces that pushed to get rid of the so-called fair shares that non-members had to pay will try to persuade members to cut their ties. The unions say the outcome could affect more than 5 million government workers in about 24 states and the District of Columbia. The case decided today involved Illinois state government worker Mark Janis, who argued that everything unions do, including bargaining with the state, is political, and employees should not be forced to pay for it. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.